Sorry about that. Happened again where Jenkins's phone got a phone call and rudely interrupted our recording of the podcast.
Sorry, I'm so popular.
As Cole was saying, he picked Albert Pujols. Big rig.
I agree with baseman. Jake Cohen.
Hell fucking yeah. Miguel Cabrera.
Miggy!
He's a dog, clearly.
An underrated athlete in his prime, came up as a shortstop, played a little right field, and then he became an alcoholic.
Hit a woman, became a first
became
baseman.
An alcoholic, got a little chubby, and became a first baseman. He picked Miggy,
because
he knows what's up. All right, second baseman. I got Jose Altuve. I got Altuve.
I agree.
Dude can steal as many, like, so many bases a year. His average is astronomical every year. He's won a World Series.
So short.
Just the definition of a baller,
AL,
player, you
AL
know.
MVP,
AL
MVP.
AL MVP. You know.
I really wanted to go Kipnis, but, you know, I couldn't do that. So
first hit of his career is a walk-off.
I go Jose Altuve as well.
Nice.
I went with, this is a tough one. I hate Boston. I went with Dustin Pedroia.
Dustin Pedroia.
I know it's a hot take, but honestly, throughout his whole career, the dude's just been a ball player. He's a fucking dog.
He's old as shit,
and he's still a dog. He just has that fucking don't give up mentality. He's just straight up dog, ball player. 100% Dustin.
Fair.
I got Robinson Cano.
Ooh, okay. You know what? I had him.
That was my number two.
I had him, but then I remembered Altuve.
Back when he played with the Yanks, man.
Yanks, bro.
Dude, they were
when he won the
dogs.
Home run derby with his dad pitching into him.
Crazy.
Dope.
Crazy. But yeah, I had Robinson Cano in the second.
Nice. Can't go wrong with
shortstop
that.
Shortstop movie should be pretty universal.
Oh, that's... If you do not have that man...
I really didn't want to pick him.
I really didn't
want to
pick him.
But I couldn't find a better outlet. Derek Jeter from Kalamazoo, Michigan. Would have went to Michigan if he didn't go pro. That's a fact. No, he's actually come out and said that, and he's been an honorary captain at Michigan football games. So,
yeah, that means absolutely nothing.
So Derek Jeter, just the captain, ultimate winner. You know what? You can't really say anything bad about the guy.
Third base should probably be pretty universal too, but it depends on.
I also did not want to pick this man, but
oh yeah, baby, would have been a Miami University baseball player.
I picked Alex Rodriguez, I did not initially have him. Initially, I had Adrian Beltre, but then I remembered that A-Rod hit over 600.
I had my top three was them, and then I had Evan Longoria.
Who are we overlooking?
Chipper Jones.
Ooh.
Chipper Jones. I would have picked Chipper Jones.
In
his prime, he hit bombs, bro.
Was his prime more in the 90s, though? Like mid late 90s was.
I think we're technically counting 21st century. I mean,
he was like pretty prominent on a team that was really good, like
the
mid
90s.
But no, it was Chipper Jones.
He played for a very long time.
Yes.
Baller.
We should just start with center field.
Center field.
Just to get it out.
I put my outfielders really where at, like.
Yeah,
I just
have
outfielders like. You know what I mean? They're outfielders.
But we all know who's in center field. We all know who's manning.
Yep.
Center field is Mike Trout.
Yep.
100%. At this pace, we'll go down probably as the greatest baseball player that's ever lived.
Straight up. Most versatile player in the league.
Literally the definition of a five-tool player. You can't ask for anything more in a player.
I think
this is the first time that I can ever remember where the whole league has universally stated that guy's the best baseball player on the planet.
Yep.
That just doesn't happen. And Mike Trout's that special. So I guess we'll go with our other two outfielders. I got Barry Bonds and Ichiro as my two outfielders.
I had
the all-time home run winner or leader, and Ichiro Suzuki from Japan. Fast, good fielder, has the MLB record for most
leadoff,
of the season.
Baby.
Yeah,
the best arms. He's the leadoff.
Just
I had Aaron Judge. In there.
Are you
kidding me?
Oh what?
Shut the fuck up.
If I wanted a bomb squad, Barry Bonds,
Aaron Judge, and Mike Trout,
Aaron Judge,
dude, how are you going to lose that fucking game?
Aaron Judge either strikes out or hits a dinger.
That's what I'm saying.
He's
going to strike out.
I'll go
for a bomb squad.
Kluber's struck him out four times in one game.
No. Listen to this.
One fucking good year.
He played the Tigers this year in a doubleheader. He went 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts one game, 0 for 5 with 5 strikeouts the next game.
Okay. I went at the Indians game last year.
Sombrero
and game 5 last year.
In the same day.
You struck out 4 fucking times.
All right. You're telling me that Mike Trout never struck out the whole fucking game?
But
yes,
probably not. Probably fucking not. All right,
but how can you choose
I'm saying if I was going with a bomb squad instead of Ichiro, I'd have Aaron Judge and we'd be going to the fucking...
We're not talking about bomb squad, though. We're talking about outfielders.
Just best.
Barry Bonds, Mike Trout, Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge is an outfielder.
I mean, you're not wrong.
He's a right fielder.
I'd take Torrey Hunter over that, man. Goddamn. Right.
Aaron Judge, when he's on... He's on, right. Baby.
Well, Jenkins.
Mine? All right. I know mine's going to cost. I picked Ichiro, and then
spent
a very long time thinking about it, and I really came down to like a player that I really liked. One of my favorite players, Vladimir Guerrero.
Good pick. Good pick. His son is a stud. Good pick. No quarrel picking Vladimir Guerrero.
Appreciate that. I also was considering Carlos Beltran.
I almost picked him over Ichiro. My favorite baseball player growing up, Carlos Beltran.
I loved playing him.
I liked Shane Victorino.
That would have been a ridiculous.
And then his fucking helmet has the boat has the two on.
Doing laundry in our recording studio.
Okay. Oh. All right. Who are your outfielders, Cole?
I had Vladimir Guerrero. It was tough. I took him over Ichiro. He was just, I thought he was more fun to watch in his prime.
And?
He had a cannon. I took Manny Ramirez for my third outfielder.
Damn.
Just, I hate Boston, but he was a fun
player
to
watch. If you're
going to
pick someone that took steroids, might as well pick the all-time leader, home run leader, Barry Bonds. I mean, the fact that none of you have Barry Bonds.
I don't want him on my team, bro.
72 home runs in a year in, like, 2003 or something.
I just don't want him on my team, okay?
Whatever, man. Okay, did you guys do DHs? Because I did.
My DH.
That was Barry Bonds.
David Ortiz. Barry Bonds would be a better DH. I consider him at first base for a second.
That motherfucker near an end did not.
I really like David Ortiz.
All right. Moving on to pitcher. I did a left-hander and a right-hander because you can't really. It's so hard to pick this one. Yeah,
I did a both-hander.
A what?
No, I'm just kidding.
I have a closer too. My left-hander, I have Randy Johnson.
Easily.
He killed a bird with a baseball. Enough said. Moving on.
Mine is Madison Bumgarner.
What?
After what he did in those World Series.
That was worse than me seeing Eric Jones.
No, it's not. He's won 3 World Series. He's been a vital part of each one of these. He's one of the best playoff pitchers. Clint Kershaw gets fucking hosed in the playoffs every year.
That's why I didn't pick him. I initially had Kershaw.
Madison Bumgarner is literally stone cold
playoffs.
Every single postseason. Yep. Every single time. 3 World Series.
3 World Series.
In 6 years or whatever. Every other year.
That's true, but... Ooh, I don't know.
If I would have won one game, that's one of the hottest takes I've ever heard in my life. That is my fucking best pitcher of this decade.
Cole, judging on your reaction, did you have Randy Johnson as well?
I did also have Randy Johnson.
Randy Johnson was two.
Just want everyone to know that. 100%
better than that.
But also, I thought Randy Johnson did also have a predominant. Predominantly was like,
yeah, but even in the 2000s, he was that dominant.
I understand.
Facial?
I agree. Johnson.
Randy Johnson. All right. Right-hander should probably be a little more disagreement. I got JV, Justin Verlander.
What do you mean? All right, he wins with Kate Upton, but I'm saying...
It's not a bad pick at all.
Damn.
His 2011 season when he won the MVP and Cy Young, I don't think there's been a more dominant season by a pitcher in the 21st century.
He finally won a World Series
because unfortunately the Tigers, you know, poor management, poor bullpen. We could never bring it to them.
I liked their manager back then though.
Jim Leland?
Yeah, Jim Leland.
Oh, my grandpa does a phenomenal Jim Leland impression. Jim Leland the GOAT, Brad Ausmus, fucking turd, sucks.
Alrighty. Mine's different. Roy Halladay.
Roy Halladay, R.I.P.
So I thought he was pretty dominant in his prime. In his prime, he was the best pitcher in majors for a while. For a little bit. At least for a couple of years. So.
Did he win a ring with the Phillies,
I think? Yes, he did. Yeah. And he won a few Cy Youngs, and he had a couple no-hitters.
R.I.P.
And perfect game. R.I.P.
JV at Two No Hitters. Let's just make sure we got.
Okay, thanks, Scott. Thanks for ruining the R.I.P. for Holiday.
Originally, I did not have this pick, but being the Indians fan that I am.
Thank you.
Corey, say Corey.
Let's go.
Corey Kluber.
I didn't want to do it. That's true.
Two Cy Youngs. No, that was, no. Of the don't even add her. That was worse than him saying Madison Bumgarner.
Oh. Jake. This mofo said.
This is our team. Our team.
Don't even act like that was worse than him saying Madison.
I can't deal.
Bumgarner
I can't deal with this.
Yeah, Madison Bumgarner.
Can't deal with this.
No, it's fucking not.
Because you're a Tigers fan.
Watch the Royals. He literally pitched like.
He's been what?
Three games.
Two Cy
Youngs. I don't think.
He's a force.
I don't think Kluber has been considered the best pitcher in the league.
Yes, he has.
Okay, he's two Cy Youngs.
I'm going to take, yeah.
Chris Sale had the best
Max
year of his career last year.
Max Scherzer has two Cy Youngs, and he's, I think, better than. Max Scherzer has not, since he got to the Nationals, he has not had an ERA over 3 and a whip over 1. That is incredible. Unbelievable.
That is fact.
Unfucking believable. All right. Paschal.
With my right-hander?
You're righty.
Pedro.
I like that.
Pedro
pick.
Martinez.
What he doing?
With the blue glove.
Mostly in back in the day. More of a 90s guy, but I like.
Oh, I do.
I was going to go Curtis Schilling. Dude pitched the fucking World Series with a fucking bleeding foot.
He's a fucking psychopath.
That's true. I also did consider Max Scherzer for a brief moment, but he don't have a ring. So.
Damn it, I didn't want to get to closer.
Closer.
Well, if your closer isn't,
if we don't have all the same closer,
like, that's
you're getting your ass
sad.
Fucking beat. As Paschal says,
even
a two piece in the biscuit.
Technically, he is a reliever. Technically, he is one of the greatest closers of all time.
Who?
Mariano Rivera.
Oh, Rivera.
It's like, it's not
far,
even. It's not even. Like you can't. You can't. There's no statistical.
I have
statistical,
someone different.
There's
no
difference.
Who?
Don't
even
who?
Who?
Say who?
I think
you're
gonna
say.
Who? Fucking.
Do not say.
Fucking. What's his name?
Do not say it.
I should smash
who
this
is
floor.
It? Do not say. Do not say.
I have Chapman.
Oh, my God.
Dude, he's so dumb. He's the most dominant reliever.
No,
the fuck. He's throwing the fastball 105 miles an hour. No one can hit that shit.
You saw Rossi. You're an Indian.
Okay,
fan.
I don't give a fuck. Mariano Rivera. He pitched for 25 years. He pitched for 20. He had bullets all the time. He's so dominant. He has more years ahead of him. He's been so dominant.
Please stop. Please.
put
some respect
on
his name.
Put some respect on his name. Shout out to Grady McHugh. Put some respect on his name.
Before I went on this like thing, like I don't really I watch baseball, but I don't watch it as much. But now Jenkins has proven he has
less.
Yeah, he watches less baseball.
I just fuck him. Fuck him for. You know, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to have a million Yankee guys in my fucking roster. I want to fucking diversify. I would rather have Yoldier Chapman to close the game.
There's no.
Roger Davis would not hit a game time home run in Game 7 of the World Series off Mariano Rivera.
Should we
I don't know, but David Ortiz did in the ALCS like 3 times, so I don't know what to tell you.
Should we go with manager? Who would have managing the squad?
Yeah, Terry Francona.
Yes.
Terry Francona.
I like Terry Francona.
Oh, Jim Leland.
No, I'm not going to pick
you. Please don't.
Terry Francona is a damn good pick, but
Dusty
Baker. I'm not going to pick him. I'm going to go with Joe Maddon. As my skipper.
I
like that.
You brought the Cubs.
Phillies?
Series,
my skipper.
108 years.
Rays.
Rays, yeah. Who was on the Phillies? Who did the Phillies for a bit?
Some old dude.
Some old dude.
Was it? I thought it was him.
No,
and he went to the Rays.
He's
an older guy.
He got thrown out. He was getting ejected.
Yeah. I like that motherfucker.
I agree with Joe Maddon, though.
Also, Bruce Bochy has to be considered.
Bruce Bochy has to be considered. Yes, this is true.
But I think Terry Francona for what he did for the Red Sox during that time, and also just how he's evolved the Indians team to another level.
It shows, man.
We're about to make. I'm feeling really good. About to make a run.
But the AL isn't so fucking dominant.
AL is. I think they're. I'm feeling better than I did at the beginning.
The AL is very top heavy.
I'm thinking.
But the NL is more. Like,
I'm just. We have an. As long as we're in the division, there's an avenue where we won't have to play certain teams that I want to play.
And the NLS,
I want to play the
A's. There's 3 teams that are half a game from each other right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's insane.
Actually, I want all of them. I want the fucking Sox around one.
Quality, top 10 / top 9, even though it turned out to be like 12 or 13 because we had lefties, righties, DHs. Moving on to our Song of the Week.
Song of the Week. Emotional.
Before we begin, we did not have a podcast last week to address this, but R.I.P. Mac Miller.
Jesus.
Yes. It hit hard. Jesus. Hit hard.
That's
for me.
An unexpected loss for
legend,
us all.
Maybe.
Absolutely.
His music was unique. He was a unique guy. A bright light that is vanquished.
It's very sad.
Very sad.
Yeah, before we even picked the song, I was like,
Mine's a Mac, because like even before, like I didn't even know before until Cole told me it was like your song of the week, and I was like, the first song popped in my head was like a Mac Miller song.
I think Mac Miller songs for the week are to be expected.
Yeah.
I will never forget where I was when I heard the news that Mac Miller died. Yeah, it was Friday walkthroughs during practice. The athletic trainer of the day had his phone out and was like, "Yo, Mac Miller's dead." And I was really like, "Nah, man. Like, nah. Like, you're joking."
I looked at Jake Cohen. I was like,
"Oh yeah, I broke the news." And he told me the look in your eyes was,
of disbelief. Like, Jake Cohen looked at me. I thought he was fucking around. He's like, "Dude, yeah, Mac Miller's dead." And I'm like, "No, the fuck, he's not." Cohen, like,
told
me playing.
Yeah, Cohen told me that. I'm like, stop lying to me, you're kidding.
Dude, I was shocked.
He's like, no, for real. I'm like,
I was shook as fuck. The fuck.
26 years
old. I thought Swimming was one of my favorite albums ever.
Swimming,
I fucking love Swimming. I don't care how depressing it is.
Swimming,
I thought it's
great.
Was,
Swimming may be the best album of 2016. We're up. We're in 2018. I'm stupid.
Alright. Cohen, you picked the first song.
My song of the week is a Mac Miller song, "Objects in the Mirror."
Damn.
From watching movies.
One of his best out, I think, maybe.
Very, very good. Here, I'll skip a little to where it gets down. Makes you think, makes you feel. Alright, well, that's my song of the week.
Right.
Jenkins, I know you're going with the Mac Miller route as well.
Mac Miller song. I'm considering two, because my favorite Mac Miller song is Best Day Ever, the remix version. But we don't need to play that. I think I should do one from his new album, Once More Sad, depressing.
Damn, okay.
Well, I think 2009 is a really good song. It's very sad,
2009
though.
Is a good song.
It's a very slow song, but I really like chilling to it, and I think it has, like, I like the words. The words of it are really good.
Respect.
It's also hard to listen to, considering now. You don't need to play it, though.
Okay, well, we don't need to get in our fields, says Jenkins. All right.
You don't need to get off in the fields.
Cole, song of the week.
I was a big Mac Miller fan, but not as big as you guys. It hit me hard, but I'm not going to go with the Mac Miller song. I've been listening to a lot of Russ lately. I think Russ is a very underrated rapper. Cohen disagrees with me on this.
Way to ruin the Mac Miller.
Yeah, you know,
I go from Mac Miller.
I was in my fields, like,
yeah,
I'm sad about some shit.
You should.
And
but Russ is a great artist, and my song by Russ is on his new album too. It's called "Missing You Crazy." It's just a great feels vibe song. If you want, like, obviously, just sit down and chillin'. I think Russ is a great artist. You can listen to him.
This might be the last time Cole's on.
Yeah, give us a little teaser, I guess. You know, right. Russ does get a lot of hate. I respect his grind to be an artist, but he says some stupid shit, man.
He does.
Where to the point where I can't always agree with him or like him. So right, just give us a little
preview.
Little tidbit. Back when I used to wear the same five shirts, back before I ever had Gucci, back before I ever had a rollie on, talking back when I dropped Corleone, picking up an eight that my homie got, fucking in the car, that's the only spot. Back when I felt more free, back when I smoked more weed, back when I drove up and down any street.
Smokes weed, I don't know.
I'm
scared. This guy seems a little shiny.
Yeah. Talk about when he used to smoke more marijuana. That's
smoke perp. Big dope.
But, damn, I wish we had a podcast. Dude, that shit was fire.
Shout smoke out to my girlfriend on that song too, because I got it hooked on Russ just from that song.
Oh, wow.
Shout out.
Fuck Russ, but just moving on.
Damn.
Nah.
So,
fuck SeaWorld.
It's been a rough, like, summer into this year because we lost X. Now we lost Mac.
I think, real quick.
Mac's loss definitely.
I think I was more emotional after X died because.
Didn't you know who he was when he died?
Okay, well, that's.
All right, that's
very unfortunate. I think I was more sad because he was murdered. Yeah. He didn't induce it upon himself, even though I doubt Mac Miller wanted to OD. But he was murdered, and he's had a troubled past, clearly, with his allegations. But it really seemed like he was trying to change his life for the better and impact people more positively. And the fact that
very nice guy.
He was
not a very nice kid.
Gunned down before he was able to fully change and impact people hit me a little harder than Mac Miller ODing. On an emotional level, but not like a music level where I'm going to miss his music as much. But that's just a little tidbit.
I just feel like it's sad that we lost both those rappers. I just think it's very sad that people don't start to appreciate their music until they die.
Yeah, dude, like swimming being on the top of the boat. Like, yeah. Where was that fucking fire? Like, when that shit came out and it was like, acknowledged,
I was like, this is better than Astroworld. I don't care what everyone says.
Swimming was better.
Out like a light. I'm like, okay, dude, you can go listen to some
you can't lie,
swimming.
Though.
No, it bangs. It bangs. But like, people slept on swimming. And they didn't even like give it really a listen because Astroworld and
Mac Miller's
YG's album
Miller's
was also
music is so unique, and you have to be
you kind of have to get in the mood.
Really appreciate music to listen.
The
to
listening that. Party I had for Mac Miller's album with my boys Cam, Nathan, Rakesh, and Scott. Just a little shout out. That was legendary. Never forget that. But Payshal, your song of the week.
So my song of the week hit me really hard because I was listening to it. It was Friday night. I was listening to it. And I watched the Ariana Grande, like, I read the Ariana Grande paragraph.
About on Mac Instagram?
Miller. And
damn.
The song is Wings off his album.
Oh.
And, dude, Wings I started, like, crying because I was just like, damn. One, I mean, she really loved the guy. And, like, you can clearly tell, like, she tried to help him and so forth. But also, it was, like, just sad because, like, him talking about, like, Wings, you know, like, you know, all that type of stuff. Like, damn, he's gone. Like, it's sad, but
it's sad.
It's a great. It's a great song. Wings it's definitely
great song.
The whole album is good for your feels.
Phenomenal.
I'm trying to get your feels.
Phenomenal.
And they got and it's got some vibes to it, like some dancing songs on it.
Conversation
like,
Part 1.
Yeah, Jet Fuel is fire.
Jet Fuel.
Absolutely. What's up?
The one that J. Cole produced, Hurt Feelings.
Yeah.
Banger.
I think it was. I think it's Ladders.
Ladders is a good one.
I like that.
I like Perfecto as well. There's not a song I don't like. Anyone else have anything they want to speak on before we end today's podcast of the D3 experience?
Appreciate you having me.
Thank you for being on, Cole.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming.
That about ends another week of the D3 experience. Hope you enjoyed this week's podcast.
And, real quick before I leave, NCAC favorited my tweet of me laughing at them picking the. Oh, well, you guys
no
can
way.
See. You guys can see. God. So shout out to NCAC for noticing my shit and
they realized
they made a dumbass mistake. So respect to that.
Damn, bro.
That's funny as fuck.
I'll show you.
All right. Well. We'll see you guys hopefully next week. You know, school's busy, so hopefully we don't have any other conflicts. So we'll see you guys later.
See ya.